Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Knowing Aaron, man, and being close to Aaron and having a relationship with Aaron, I truly feel like this is fixable. The head coach, the GM, Aaron Rodgers, this is a fixable matter that they can go in there, they can all get on the same page, they can communicate with each other, they can keep all this family business in-house, and whatever needs to get ironed out can get ironed out. But I do think Aaron Rodgers will be in that Packers uniform throwing that ball, and I truly believe that they could get this fixed.
All right, that's James Jones, NFL Network, along with A.J. Hawk, the guys giving their thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers, let's call it a situation. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Ryan Horvath. And I think that we do a good job of being transparent here on the show. I know a lot of radio, a lot of sports radio can be bells and whistles at times. And I've said many times, I think that there's a lot of people that you have the option to listen to that are not genuine and that don't care about you. Like us boys here at the Fan. I'm fatigued with the Rodgers situation. From a work standpoint, I'm fatigued because what I've had to do every day is I go home, I'll try to get my nap in there, I play with the boy. At night, I watch the games. Sometimes there's a day game, you know, so last night I was able to catch a couple more Z's. Felt good about that. But you don't care. This is a sports show, so I'll continue to talk about sports and not my sleep schedule. What I'll do during the day then when I'm watching the games at night is I'll prepare for the next day's show. I check in with Horvath. We go over, you know, what guest we're talking to. We call him guest instead of, I don't know, guest seems more polite. Who are you interviewing?
Yeah.
Who you got on? Who are your guests?
Guests? Question mark. It's all I text you.
A lot of businesses. a lot of businesses. They don't call them customers. You're not a customer when you come in anymore.
What are you?
You're a guest.
You know what I hate?
Even if you go to like a Red Robin.
You know what I hated when I worked retail is when the people would come in at 8:55 when you closed at 9, and you'd have everything, like if you worked at a Dick's Sporting Goods, let's say, you'd have everything folded.
Yeah.
You'd come in and they'd have to mess everything up. Then they leave at like 10 o'clock and not even buy anything.
Yeah, if we were a like a music radio station that could do any topic anytime, that would be a good topic for today.
Yeah.
When can you come in? When can you come in before? Because today I was listening to one and they were talking about, do you still have your high school class ring? That's a topic you can do any day, anytime. My answer is yes.
Oh,
I got one.
True story. I didn't purchase one. I told my parents, I said, I'll never wear this.
I'm not even kidding, I swear to God. My dad showed me his, and I thought it was such a great father-son moment that I said,
yeah,
I want to have that with my boy one day.
Yeah.
So I bought one for $300 and never wore it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, lamer, I did try to wear it.
The class ring. Did you wear it at the reunion when you got together with the boys?
I didn't go to the reunion.
We didn't even have a reunion.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Pretty wild. We just didn't have a 10-year reunion.
We didn't either. We had an 11-year reunion.
But then again, in my hometown, like 10-year reunion is called Friday night at Larson's.
We're the same.
Yeah.
We're the same.
Yeah, exactly. I want a reunion. I'll go home tonight, back home, and everybody will be out.
Yeah. I think a lot of people can relate to what you just said. Yeah. So during the day, we plan for the show. At night, I really bunker down and hunker down, and I look at, you know, make sure I didn't miss anything from the Brewers beat. Make sure I didn't miss anything from the Bucks beat. Make sure I didn't miss anything from the national standpoint. I don't want to miss anything. With this Rodgers stuff, it's exhausting because now I got to dig everywhere. Did anyone say anything about anyone about any time? John Kuhn talks on Gelb's show the other night. Got to find that. James Jones and AJ Hawk. I just played some of that for you. So right now we're in this spot where the Packers have said what they've said. Rodgers has not said anything. So for the time being, it's, you know, I don't want to open up the show every day saying, all right, well, Greg Jennings said this, and then Brett Swain said this. And guys, let me tell you what Patrick Lee said. Remember
right,
him?
Exactly.
You know, so I don't want to have to do that every day. Yesterday, there was a bit of a wrinkle to all this.
Brad Jones weighs in.
Brad Jones. I had high hopes for Brad Jones.
Least favorite Packer all time for me, Brad Jones.
Now, did you like Brad Jones? Who did you like more, Brad Jones or Brad Jones when his name was Nick Perry?
I like Nick Perry better, the Nick Perry version better than Brad Jones.
Okay.
Brad Jones, honestly, the guy never made a play.
Brad Jones.
And anytime anything bad happened, the guy that you would see miss the tackle or with the blown coverage or just fall to the ground would be Brad Jones. He was the most frustrating Packer all time. I'm sure somebody from the 80s will call in and tell me, oh, you weren't around in the 70s or 80s. You know, one thing that I'm sick of? Actually, you go on with your point. It's your show.
No, I want to hear this because I think that I want to echo it.
Oh, yeah. Just please, like, guys, I get that, like, they moved on from Favre to Rodgers, and Rodgers was booed on Family Night. If I have to hear this story like I wasn't around, like I was negative 14 at the time, I'm going to bash my head into the wall.
Well, you might not remember this. There was a time where Aaron Rodgers was a project.
No, he wasn't. He was a guy that could have been the first overall pick in the draft. San Francisco lost their damn minds and took Alex Smith, and he just slipped in the draft, and the Packers were like, this guy's supposed to go number one. Fell all the way to us. Nobody wants quarterbacks this year. We're going to take him. How crazy is that back then that just there was two quarterbacks taken in the first round, right? Rodgers.
Yeah,
and
just two. Yeah.
Wild.
Well,
man.
Jason Campbell went the pick after Rodgers.
Oh yeah, yeah. So three.
People do forget.
Yeah, so three,
including you and me, many times.
People don't care is the difference.
People don't care
you
enough.
Think
to
Alex
not
Smith,
forget.
You think Aaron Rodgers, and but yeah, I hate when people do that because it's a completely different situation. Where if Aaron Rodgers was fake retiring after week 17, like, oh gee shucks, I might go back to California with Shiana and tell everybody that I don't want to talk politics, but then bring up minute 7 of the podcast about politics and my stance on politics, even though I don't care about politics. If Rodgers was doing that every year and fake retiring, I'd say it's time to move on as well, right? But Rodgers instead said, oh man, the most important thing for my legacy isn't Super Bowls. It's to finish my career with the Green Bay Packers. I never want to play for another organization. That's much different than Brett saying, oh, gee shucks, I don't know if I'm coming back next year.
Yeah,
so,
the situations are very different. They are. They're very different. Now you're...
Sorry, go on.
It's, you know, whenever Rodgers departs, whether that's this year or another year, whenever it is, it's tough to move on from a 16-year quarterback. It's tough to move on from a long-term relationship. That's tough, but the situations are different. Since you're on that point, before I get to mine, I want to reiterate something I said yesterday. I don't think I said it to you, so it feels new.
Yeah.
That's the cool part about having you in here every other day.
It feels good being in here, though, on the days that I'm here.
Oh, yeah, does it? Feels good having you.
Yeah, we got to get a producer, and they got to put my name on the show, and it could just be the two-man weave, because I'll tell you this, man. I'll tell you what I don't miss. A little behind the scenes for you. Why is Twitter frozen? I didn't get the show tweet out.
Oh, I need it.
Wait, never mind. I somehow did, but my computer is frozen.
Oh, so the show tweet is out?
It's out, baby. That means the number's out there, 414-799-1250. Maybe you got to go into work. You're like, oh, they're talking great stuff. Mm-hmm. How am I going to?
Well, we're not so far, but.
Well, we got the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a much better. I've heard the last couple shows. This is a much better start for me here.
All right. So one thing that drives me up a wall with this situation is, remember last year, you remember, Jordan Love got drafted? And everybody just assumes the extreme. It was, I don't think he's going to be that good. How do you know that? He could be a third Hall of Fame quarterback in a row. Okay, so they assume the extreme. Now, if Rodgers leaves, everyone, and sometimes it's those same people, but everyone's saying, well, if Rodgers leaves, it's going to be 20 years of, it's going to be like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're either going to go, the next 5 years are either going to be Hall of Fame quarterback play,
yeah,
or the 70s and 80s.
Exactly.
There's no in between.
Exactly. It's like football's only happened in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know what I mean? It's like Love's either going to be a guaranteed Hall of Famer that wins you one Super Bowl and goes 1-6 in NFC championship games, or it's the 70s or 80s. Like, you know, nothing's – it's wild. Like, just because this worked with Rodgers and Favre doesn't mean it's going to work with Jordan Love. Just because the Packers stunk in the 70s and 80s doesn't mean when Rodgers leaves – they have to stink. But it's time to get this stuff under control, man, because honestly, like, I hope Rodgers has called Amari Rodgers at least, because this all needs to end. What's hilarious is everybody just destroying Adam Schefter.
Well, here's a little bit of Adam Schefter yesterday. So Schefter's on the Dan Patrick Show, and a lot of us were alerted to it via their show tweet. that Paul Pavs put out.
Paulie, well, there's 15 of them. They got 8 Danettes.
I know.
It's easy to put out the show tweets with 8 Danettes, pal.
If you look at it, we've got a bunch of Bardettes.
They got Seton.
Between you and Schmitz and producer Todd and Pipe Bomb, but none of you are allowed to be here at the same time.
Well, so. COVID, too. Yeah, I'm actually going to be fully vaccinated in a few hours.
Oh, nice.
I'm pretty excited about
Welcome
it.
To the club.
I was talking earlier about Larson's Pub. I'll probably be there in about 2 Fridays doing a beer bong.
All right.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to get that. That Summerfest lineup is actually pretty sick. I'm not kidding. Wilco's coming to Summerfest and Dave Matthews Band.
Well, the Summerfest lineup comes out yesterday, and I saw a lot of people bitching about it. Like, bro.
Well, I'll be playing hacky sack, wearing all my 2004 gear, waiting for Dave Matthews. OAR, turn the car around.
All right, so Adam Schefter on Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Here's just a little sample of it. I don't want to play the full thing. Maybe in a little bit I do. If my voice doesn't come back 100%, I will. But here's a little bit of Adam Schefter as to why. Moral of the story is Schefter just decided to tweet this on draft day.
Yeah, why, though? Well, I mean, I get why.
What was Schefter's original tweet? Schefter's original tweet said something to the extent of,
world over, Rodgers doesn't want to be here. And then he was like, that, just kidding.
Yeah. Schefter's original tweet was to the extent of, Rodgers unhappy, has told teammates he doesn't want to return to Green Bay. League and team sources tell ESPN on Thursday. So he's reporting it, and it's worded as if this is breaking news coming down. But then when Schefter's on Patrick yesterday, Dan Patrick, he's saying, no, this happened for a while. I just decided to tweet it on Thursday. And if let me play this, and then I've got a lot of problems with a lot of this. But here's a little bit of Schefter.
Schefty.
And on draft day, there's a report that morning from Paul Allen out in Minneapolis that the 49ers made a draft offer, which they didn't make an offer. They never made an offer. And other people are saying that the 49ers called. And I said, how long till it gets out that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay? Is it next week? Is it next when he doesn't show to the OTAs? Is it next month when he isn't? It's going to come out. What does it matter if it comes out now or next week or next month?
So Adam Schefter, throughout the offseason, had heard rumblings that Aaron Rodgers was unhappy.
I got a problem with that, too. Remind me. Yeah.
Thursday morning of draft day, a tweet catches fire on the internet that the Niners traded or offered a trade for the number 3 pick for Aaron Rodgers. This tweet, this is hard to get through because I'm so pissed. This tweet emanated from the Twitter account of one William Michaels.
Who?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm so confused at how this all began.
Bill Michaels.
The tweet.
Put out a tweet.
But it was Paul Allen's report.
Because but nobody did anything with it. Paul's on his radio show, just like you and I, is the word bloviate. Just like we say stuff all the time, and Paul's like, hey, guess what I heard, everybody? I heard that the Rodgers side guy, I heard that the Niners traded something. And it was like, oh.
When I tell you that I need a vacation, I think that this is what's weighing on me, man. We're living in a world where we got Paul Allen, William, Shefty, and like, all I want to do is talk about the trenches.
I love the trenches.
This is weighing on me.
And the Packers stocked the trenches.
I may need a vacation.
There's so much beef that I got to talk about.
Yeah, dudes want beef till you serve their ass a slab. That's what Problem One said. Go on.
So let me tell you the timeline here. On, I believe it would have been Wednesday night on Paul's show, or Thursday on Paul, whenever Paul's show was, they talked about Paul heard about this Rodgers offer, which this is the Vikings play-by-play guy, you know, doing whatever. Paul's on a station in Minnesota, KFAN. They don't do anything with it.
They actually don't talk sports on that station. It's kind of wild.
But they don't. They say this thing. They don't put an article on the website.
Right.
None of their producers tweeted out trying to get a little run. Well, they don't do anything. It's just Paul Allen saying this tweet, saying this trade that's not even real, but saying he heard from a bird. Mm-hmm. Somehow, Bill.
Is he just a big K-Fan guy, or how is he listening?
Was listening to Paul Allen. Somehow Bill was listening. So Bill puts the tweet, breaking Niners offer third pick and players for Rodgers as confirmed.
I know, and then I start seeing like,
by Paul Allen and others.
I know.
Who are the others?
I know.
Whoever were the others? What is this, Lost? Who are the others? So then Bill's got the blue check mark.
Oh, I'm glad I came
in
today.
And it just spreads. Yeah. And it spreads and it spreads and it spreads.
I heard Packers Insider and I'm like, what world is this? Where am I?
I know.
Bermuda, Jamaica. I can't wait to go on vacation in 2 weeks.
So obviously, based on what Schefter just said, the report was out. He says the report was out there. So Schefter sees this tweet.
No, he had to have had other sources than seeing these.
But he's at least aware there is a report out there.
Well, he wanted to get to it before PA Mike and Billy did.
Yeah, so Bill trips into this not news, and all of a sudden the world is crediting him for something that's not true. And then Schefter's like, well, if this is out there now.
Well, the 49ers did try to make a call.
They called.
The Packers gave him the Mutombo. Not today.
Because they heard. I mean,
LaFleur was like, piss off.
All that happened was Shanahan called Matt. He goes, hey, I heard Rodgers unhappy. Is there any? And LaFleur said, no.
Yeah, dude. Hey, you know how I'm always.
They're friends.
I know. And LaFleur was like, piss off. Every day that we wake up, every day I find myself.
Before we put on our makeup.
Yeah. Say a little prayer for you. Great. One of the best movie scenes in a movie that I was forced to go to ever that was terrible is that scene. If that, what I just said made any sense. Seventh grade, wanted to go see, I think it was seventh grade. I wanted to go see like Scream 2 or something and couldn't get into the R-rated movie. So I had to go with my aunt. I was forced to see my best friend's wedding. One of the worst experiences of my life. But that's a great scene. Julia Roberts, tremendous work in the film. Anyway, back to real life. Every day I wake up, I'm more... not Team Goot, not even Team Rodgers. I'm just Team LaFleur. I feel like if this situation is corrected and everything goes back to normal, it's going to be because of the calming presence and the leadership of one Matt LaFleur, who I love. But he told Kyle Shanahan no. So then how does this continue to... My problem with this really quick before I forget is that they all like we were like, oh, Aaron Rodgers don't care about these kids, and I turned it into a joke. It's draft night, though. So we should have been focused on the kids that are realizing their dreams. Instead, we're going TMZ, Aaron Rodgers hates the Packers, and it didn't need to be brought up that day. So Schefter actually ruined all those kids' day.
Yeah.
Not Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But now we're calling Aaron Rodgers a diva.
Mm.
He really doesn't want this out there. Now,
there's some things that I feel like I should delete Twitter-wise because I called Aaron Rodgers. I said he's having a midlife crisis.
I told you. I told everybody to pump the brakes on throwing Aaron Rodgers.
I said I don't
want
to deal with his mood swings.
That's why I was trying to tell you that I don't think, like, right now I have to choose Team Goot or Team Rodgers. I think it's two dudes that are in a fight. It's like when your parents are in a fight. You know, you don't say, well, I like Dad better anyway. You love them both, and you just hope they reconcile. And that's kind of the stage that I'm in right now. I was a little angry at Goot because I want Rodgers around, but I'm also happy at this draft. So let's just get these guys together and stop listening to this TMZ bull crap so we can start talking trenches and, you know, how we got a real gadget guy now. No more Tyler Irvin. We got Amari Rodgers.
There seems to be some dissension between Rodgers and the Packers. That's true.
Oh, yeah, man. There's a lot to this. Like, they hate each other right now.
Yeah, there's the last couple weeks, Murphy, you know, flew out there in LaFleur, and no matter what Schefter said or what Bill heard or all of this is, there's truth to it. There is truth to Rodgers being unhappy and the Packers trying to rectify this. We could live in a world where we don't know any of this. We could clearly live in a world where we don't know any of this. And the whole reason that everybody's coming after Adam Schefter now of ESPN is that he decided to tweet this on draft night. Dan Patrick asked him, so you decided to tweet this on draft night? He goes, well, yeah, it didn't matter when I tweeted it, which is wrong. And then Schefter even said after Dan's like, well, you won't tell us our sources. Schefter's like, I have no sources. So this whole thing, there is something to it. Rodgers is unhappy. The Packers need to fix it. That's true. But what we've experienced the last week never needed to happen. Because Schefter admittedly just tweeted. What was the word he used? Circumstance of evidence or something really weird, he said, is why he put it out the day that he put it out. And Schefter, why is Schefter backtracking all of a sudden? Him and Rodgers are under the same representation. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything. But I think that in a world where the distrust of the media is already high,
yeah,
and I think that over what's happened over the last, let's say, decade, is that the distrust in the media has grown exponentially. And there should be some distrust in certain media. Certain media exists for entertainment. Certain media, like a lot of the news stations, the 24-hour news stations, if you watch any of them at night, and I'm saying any of them, and nobody get mad or everybody get mad, there is a editorial tilt to them. It's not so much news as it is, I guess, what we do. I mean, we're bringing you news, but we're also bringing our editorial tilt. So that's what I think people look at and say, oh, the news media. The news media is the journalist at these newspapers that are dying. These radio guys that have been in the business for 50 years that go to city council. The TV reporters that are 23 years old just trying to make it in the business reporting the facts. And they don't even want the hint of bias because then they'll be run out of the business. There is a solid foundation of journalism in this country that has gotten wrapped up under the umbrella of the terrible fake news media. So let me stick up for all of them for a second. But then when you get to the point where it's news crossed with entertainment, then you do have an issue. The cable news stations, that's news crossed with entertainment. You can have an issue there. ESPN and Adam Schefter. Yes, they bring you the news. What Adam Schefter did was drop this bombshell. Really, he should get fired for the lazy, impractical, journalistic lack of integrity that this tweet caused and the meaning behind it. However, he's in a situation that rewards him for that because ESPN now has had the story. Hell, I guess thank you because we've had this story, even though we don't want it. Everyone has had this story now, so the line got very, very blurry once again. This does not need to be as big as it is. Adam Schefter made it that way because Bill made it that way because Paul Allen made it that way. And I don't know if we're not supposed to mention any of these guys' names or what. I don't care. Bill ruined the Packers.
Awesome. Hey, all right, tag me in real quick. I got a problem with some people, too. And then, you know,
All right, tag.
All right, thanks. And you know who else drives me nuts? I don't know if I'm supposed to say
No, this is a hot tag because I was in that ring for a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Whoa!
I know, I was just letting you go.
Omas!
All right, so I'll do this then. All right, so here's the other people that I hate on social media these days. Those who have to, like, rush to defend people they've never met.
Like you and Rodgers.
No, well, that's different. I will die for Aaron Rodgers, and I've met him.
Oh.
He don't care, but I've met him. I mean, he won't pick me out of a lineup. I covered the team that entire year. Remember, they were undefeated every game I was at. I was at every Rodgers. They'd be like, hey, can you collect sound and go get Bakhtiari? I'd be like, yeah, sure. And I'd have some intern stick a mic, and I'd be in Rodgers' press conference, like, taking photos of him.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds weird, but, man, it's Aaron Rodgers. One day he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and I could say, hey, look, I asked this guy a question. And he said, good question. You know what was wild is like, now all these guys are like, easy on Schefter. If you're taking shots at Schefter, you need to get your life in order, man. He's one of the best journalists we got out here. And it's like, relax, blogger. You've never met him. And the same with Demoski, who I can't read any of his reports. He has me blocked for no reason because you made fun of him once, I'm guessing, or something.
Yeah.
I don't understand why I'm blocked. In fact, I've said his name once on the show before then, and I said, I love his work. He's one of my favorite reporters. Boom, blocked for no reason. And I saw, you know, he must.
It did happen. That can confirm.
He must have did something because then everybody's like, hey, stop being mean to him. Stop, damn it. Yeah, we had our problems before, but stop. Like, can't everybody just defend themselves? Why is everybody rushed? Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Easy on Cheffy, man. He don't know me, but, man, great reporter.
Yeah, Nagler laid on the tracks for Cheffy.
Oh,
yesterday.
Names. Oh, yeah. Everybody just pump the brakes and relax. Like, Jesus. This is what this. Hey, remember when we got into this a couple months ago and I said, man, how much better would this world be if everybody just cared about themselves? Here we go again. Everybody digging in everybody else's information or anybody. I'm all pumped up this morning. All right.
Woo! 414.
Wait till we get into the Brewers. It cost me $300 the last 3 days.
414-799-1250. You can tweet us 1250 AM the fan. The boat says, did you guys watch any of the Spring League at all last night? And what are your thoughts? As a matter of fact, I did.
Did you really? Good. I teased it for 8 a.m. and I said, hell yeah, all teases.
Actually, we got Ty Dunn at 8 a.m.
8:15. Ooh, some people are not happy with Ty now, too, so that'll be a good to have him on.
Yeah, so we'll lay down the tracks for Ty. Ron is in Rome, 799-1250. Ron, what's happening?
I'm a little worried about Ryan. He wants me to care only about myself, but I do care about Ryan.
Ron, I care about you, too. I just don't care about celebrities. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's always like, the Kardashians did this. The Kardashians did that. And I'm like, yeah, well, what did your child do today? There's a reason why kids are so damn lazy these days.
Hey, Ron, before you get to your point, I want to congratulate you. You've been promoted from friend of show to good, good buddy.
Well, I actually want to make an apology and two retractions. One's a major retraction. When I called yesterday, I called Aaron a scheming woman.
Yes, you did.
Blows that theory. I'm glad that he didn't release it on purpose on draft day because I was thinking, oh, he's been planning this for a year to get back at the Packers. So I'm wrong about that, and I'm glad about that. And I have a minor retraction. Adam Schefter was born in Valley Stream, so I always thought he was from Valley Stream, which is where I went to junior and high school, and I was always bragging that Adam Schefter's from Valley Stream. But now I'm a little ashamed of him, and I looked up, and he was actually only born there. He went to school in Belmore, so he's really – I don't have much of a relationship with him. I just want to clarify that.
Well, if we're going to get into the clarify business, I mean, I've said a lot of stuff about Rodgers that looks probably stupid now after Schefter, so I got to clarify everything I said this last week, I guess.
But I think the reason that this big mess was possible with Adam Schefter is that he was a super trusted source. So that's why it's so disappointing that he did shabby work there.
Yeah, Schefter, aren't you pumped that you're a good buddy now? You kind of blew over that.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Yeah, Ron, don't worry, I'm not either.
Well, you were a friend of show.
I thought that was a trucking term from, you know, like when we see.
No, you're a good buddy.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to have to get out of bed and have a cup of coffee now.
All right, Ron. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, so I don't like to reveal sources, but I don't know if you just heard that. I forgot to turn my I just got a text.
Okay.
From a reliable source.
Yeah.
69% chance Aaron Rodgers will be starting quarterback at Green Bay. We went to 5.
Nice.
We went to 10. We went to 15. Now, I will confirm this is also a made-up number that I just made up. And the source is actually just my wife saying, you did it again. And I said, I did what? She said, I'll tell you about it, 8:35. She's a king of the teases. Nah, I left the towel on the ground. And I didn't even shower this morning. What I did, I bit my lip so hard eating a quick energy bar this morning. I bit into it that I bled all over the place. And then I took one of her good towels and used it. Wait till, there it is. Did you bleed on the towel? God, I can't get away with anything these days. Anyway, hell yeah, all sports. Brewers can't hit. Bucks still with the shot for the number one seed. All of a sudden, the Nets can't win a game. Luka beats them. Luka cried on the floor. Luka's own teammates hate him. So much to get to today.
Didn't Luka come out and say, I know I whine too much finally?
Pretty much, yeah, because his teammates were like, dude, you're one of the best players in the league, but we can't do this with you anymore. Get back on defense and shut your mouth. This isn't Slovenia, whatever you call it. My grandpa calls it Slovenia.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a new profile picture for my Twitter account, if I'm going to be honest.
I was wondering what you were doing over there. It kind of threw me off a little bit.
Well, I want to make it one of me, but a lot of these I'm way too skinny than I am now.
Well, that's a good thing. You want to go with those photos.
I could make it one of me where I'm wearing a Warriors shirt next to Bango. Mm. You know, maybe this is something I'll do later.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, right? Maybe like, you know, when you're not hosting a show with your name on it.
414-799-1250. So we're trying to get through all of our thoughts here.
There's a lot of them because all this new crap came out yesterday. Of course, when we're not on the air.
Well, yeah.
Now it's 6 a.m. and we're trying to remember it all and gather it all, and we're getting angry. You got reporters out there sticking up for other reporters like they need it. Like, leave me alone. Leave Britney alone.
Yeah, a lot of leave Britney alone out there. Yeah, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250.
Happen to men being men.
Not going to tell me your source, you know, what was the motive behind that? Yeah,
Dan, there's not a source.
No, I know, but I know that now, but we're just finding this out right now.
Let me tell you another thing about the media. The media, if you're a member of the media, you are supposed to report the story. Not be the story. Although if you live long enough in this business,
it's all about you.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is like the people that like started to hate us because we were like, God, it'd be awesome if we could go back to normal and like you guys could all live long enough to see your grandkids, and then they turned on us.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, like you and I have no egos. Mm. I shave my head. Well, yeah, I guess I kind of do. I'm kidding, I don't.
I just know that I'm the most humble guy you'll ever meet. Nobody's more humble than me.
Yeah. I know I won't be taking pictures in like Ed Hardy jeans and tap out shirts in 20 years. I promise you that.
Somebody tweeted me the other day and said, Bart's the biggest POS in town and everyone knows it.
Oh, geez.
That's why no one in the media talks about him.
Jeez. You're actually one of the probably the better people in this town.
I'm a good person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ruffle it up on Twitter. Come on. It's all a game. We're all in a simulation.
Yeah, there's some bad people in this business.
There's some bad people in this world.
We're just good fathers, good husbands. Sometimes our wives even like us.
Some very rare time.
Yeah. Sometimes we drink a little too much.
That is a problem that we both seem to gravitate towards.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the problem is every time I come in here now, I got a free bottle waiting for me.
That is true.
It's like, well, I didn't want to drink this weekend, but...
You've been getting gifted alcohol. It's been a very good week for you around here.
I think everybody's telling me maybe I need a vacation or need to relax a little bit.
Yeah, you should take a vacation.
Yeah, I probably won't, though, because I need this Rodgers crap to end before I go anywhere, because what will happen is I'll go on vacation, and then Rodgers will announce his retirement to go join Dancing with the Stars or something, the Divergent series.
Yeah, I've been pretty hard on Rodgers. I said he wasn't even that good at Jeopardy.
Yeah, you've been really, you almost went to the dark side, man. I kind of want you to come back to the
this side over here.
Well, let's talk about what we all want. We all want Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Not everybody, but yeah.
In 2021. And then it's about, well, how long do you want him to be the quarterback for the Packers, and how long of a say does he get for that? And I think what Rodgers is thinking is, I just won the MVP in 2020. You can at least give me to the end of my contract, which is 2023. And Gutekunst is like, well, the way that we structured it, we kind of want to move on from you after 2021. Now, I don't think, I don't think.
What?
Ron tweeted me. I don't even know if this is the real Ron. But he said, Bart, it just hit me just now how great it is to be a good, good buddy. Thank you.
No, that's the real Ron.
He's following one person.
Oh, maybe that is.
And it's you. And the account was literally just created.
Okay, no, because Ron is really on social media.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, Ron is a good, good buddy. Good. Ron sent me some, I told everybody I was having a bad back. I have a back issue, like Christian Yelich. So I relate to him. You want to talk about the story we should be talking about? I'm worried about Christian Yelich's long-term outlook with this back injury. When you got a back injury and you can't diagnose what's wrong with it, that means it's going to hurt for a long time. So I'm worried about he back.
Yeah.
Is where we're at there.
No, seriously. That would be the number one story if this Rodgers stuff wasn't going.
Well, and the Brewers got swept. So that would be, I think, a bigger story.
Yeah.
And I do think that, you know, if the Brewers are ever going to get swept in a four-game series, this is the week to do it, because they lost three games in a row to start the season after their opening day win. And you remember, people were beside themselves. Andy Haynes, I thought he was going to get run out of town.
Yeah.
Now they've lost five in a row, and it seems to be an afterthought or a footnote.
Yeah, I mean, they wasted another great performance from Brandon Woodruff yesterday. What did he finish with, 11 strikeouts in that game?
At least 10.
We had PT yesterday, and so I was watching the Brewers on my phone, but also, like, it was a cool edition of PT, where now, like, we're working on, like, playing catch again. We played catch. We moved.
Yeah, I saw your son. He can move.
He could jump. He shot hoops yesterday. And then it's awesome because the people there listen to our show. And they also listen to Rami's show, so they like that. Sometimes they're like, man, you bounce around on every show. And I'm like, yeah, how cool it would be if they just found like one. Never mind. So yesterday he was like, you could shoot some free throws. So I was just shooting free throws while my kid was doing his work. They got like a full court basketball hoop in their court. It's awesome.
I just got an email. I also gave out my email this week.
Oh, is it from Mark?
No, this is from Quinn. Quinn says, stop the Rodgers 24/7.
Yeah, we wish we could.
You're losing me and maybe more listeners.
Well, we're not, though. Unfortunately, this is when, you know, if you want to go behind the scenes, this is when business is booming.
First of all, Packers are king,
NFL's king, and this sells.
Great anecdotal. You're losing me and maybe more.
We're not, though. We're actually gaining.
Yeah.
Even, like, you know, we got people in Texas now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure are all fake. Like this Karen from Texas or whatever.
No, they're all real.
No
way. It's Tony's crew.
Oh, okay. It's weird because like yesterday I got in the car for a minute and the lady from Texas was on with Rami. And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Something fishy's, I don't know. Something fishy's going on these phone lines when I'm gone, I think.
Also, 24/7, we're only on 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. So that'd be 20 hours total. And we, you know, we're just going to talk what we talk about. This is one thing I saw Rami responded to a tweet. It was like, oh, stop talking about Rodgers. Talk some Brewers and Bucks. And then he's like, we talked Bucks yesterday at this time. We talked Brewers at you don't need to defend what you're talking about. We are talking about what you're talking about. So I hung out a little bit at fourth base yesterday, the bar on National. Great bar. I'll tell you more about it later.
Yeah, please do.
But I was chatting with CJ there, and in like 20 minutes,
McCollum?
We talked about the Packers, Brewers, and Bucks. We talked about the Bucks, if they have a shot, is Bud on the hot seat? We talked about the Brewers, they're struggling. We talked about Rodgers with the Packers. There's a lot going on to talk about right now.
All sports.
So I'm not going to make any apologies for talking about anything we're talking about. I'm also not going to make any apologies for talking about what we don't want to talk about. You want to tweet in and email me and throw me off? You can always do that. So, Quinn, you now have this power that maybe you didn't realize you had previously.
tweets. I just read tweets off the air. I lose my train of focus very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So we go from one topic to the other, to the other, to the other. So that's kind of how we play things here. Now, we do have Tyler Dunn on at 8 o'clock, so that is going to be a Rodgers-heavy conversation. You know what? I actually did have Rodgers booked, but now that I got this email, can we go ahead and cancel Rodgers? The Rodgers talk is too much. We're losing Quinn and maybe more.
Yeah.
So go ahead and cancel Rodgers. We mentioned Tony in Texas and all the callers we've been getting lately in Texas. So here is Tony in Texas. Tony, hi.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yes, Rami had the best caller, not only the best caller from the state of Texas, but the best caller in the entire radio station last night at 5 o'clock or so. This Karen, I don't know where Rami dug her up, but she was outstanding. So anyone that has that Odyssey app, check it out at the 5 o'clock hour.
What was so good about her? You got to tell us a little more.
She sounded like someone's mom, like a housewife that just went in there and wanted to whip your butt, and she was just mad at the Packers, and it was just authentic.
Is she Team Rodgers or Team Goop?
She was Team Rodgers.
Love her already.
Which you and I are, Aaron. Or Ryan, you and I are Team Aaron. So.
Yeah, I got two words for anybody that's Team Goop. I can't say it, though. They'll fire me, but I'll let DX handle it. Yeah. Woo.
Hey, Ryan, your kid is in physical therapy. Do you remember Todd Marinovich that used to play at USC? It was the big flameout.
Yeah, I actually do, yeah.
Are you going to be like that dad, Todd Marinovich's dad, like a real hard-ass? I could see Bart being a real softy, but are you going to be a hard-ass? You got the kid running drills in the driveway?
No, absolutely not. I'm being a hard-ass right now just to get him back on. I mean, he's kind of a hard-ass on himself, like a young Ryan is, so he just kind of wants to be back out there playing baseball. So we're just a little bit ahead of schedule. But, no, you know, I actually have told Bart this before. I really, whatever my kid wants to do, he can do. Luckily, he likes playing sports, but he's actually more into art right now. He's really good at drawing. My wife, she was an art major, and then my father-in-law also really good at that kind of stuff. So he's really into that. Like, I'm telling you, these pictures he draws, and he's into painting. So I think that may be the way he goes. I do warn him, though, that dad's in radio, no money. And art these days, no money. So maybe law school, like my dad told me.
That's cool, Ryan. Hey, another guy that's self-motivated, our man, Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And you and I have been proven right, Ryan. You and I have been on Team Aaron. And this high school gossip by Adam Schefter, who coincidentally is based out of Denver, Colorado, right?
Is he?
So, he's
yeah, Schefter's got Denver ties. Yeah,
you guys notice that everybody that's trying to throw this Rodgers stuff out there is all pretty much a rival, though? Like, this comes from San Francisco's camp. This comes from Paul Allen in Minnesota's camp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we're suckers. We got suckered in. I'm a big phone.
Sounds like everybody wants to take down what they know is coming this year.
They want to take down Title Town.
Yeah.
They do. And this Domofsky thing, I don't follow him.
I'm not allowed to.
On purpose. Yeah. But you guys don't. You guys actually want to follow him. But yeah. I actually got the most likes on Twitter. I just made a backhanded compliment. Rob Domofsky said, he doesn't care if Aaron Rodgers signs with the Packers. He just wants it to get over with. And I came back and said, Rob should care if the Packers re-sign Aaron Rodgers. Look at what it did for Brian Windhorst's career. He follows LeBron from city to city.
Yeah.
Rob needs that airtime to be relevant on ESPN. So I think Domofsky really does care. And he was catching a lot of flack saying, you know, he was causing a stir.
Well, I'd love to talk more about him, but he's blocked us both and the show. So
if I'm a reporter for the Green Bay Packers or I'm doing a show in this market, I care that Aaron Rodgers is coming back, because who cares about 3-14 football teams? Nobody.
Absolutely, Ryan. You're talking about NFL draft 24/7 then, probably.
Exactly. I'd rather be breaking down the NFC championship game than talking about, you know, Jordan Love's struggles and is it time to go to, you know, time to make a move for Andy Dalton.
Exactly. Hey, one last thing about the Bucks. I'm starting to actually drink the Kool-Aid again. I think they got a shot.
Yeah, I'm fine with, you know, I think they may too. I think them and Philadelphia both have a shot at beating the Nets in a 7-game series just because Giannis and Embiid are going to give them the work, and I don't know what the answer is going to be. I don't think DeAndre Jordan can play in a 7-game series against the Bucks or Philadelphia. Who's the other option? Claxton? I mean, right. They've lost, what, 4 in a row now, Tony, or 3? The Nets, 4 in a row. But like they don't have James Harden on the floor, so I'm not overreacting to that. I'm just wondering who's guarding Giannis.
Right. Well, once Harden gets that Marty McFly futuristic jacket off and gets out there, we'll see what kind of shape he's in. He's not even in really good shape. And you know what's interesting about the Nets, Ryan, is they're not even closing well. They're not closing the games.
Right, exactly. No, I mean, and
I'm starting to feel a little left out of this conversation.
Well, jump in.
Yeah, Tony's just talking to you.
KD's shot select, they don't look like they care. Right?
Tony, what?
Bart, you're my guy too, man.
You're my boy, guy. Blue.
So tell me more about this grassroots movement you got going on in Texas.
Well, we love the show. People have, I think the Packers probably have the second biggest fan base in Texas. I think it's an untapped market for your show.
Really?
So, absolutely. I think the Dallas Cowboys don't even have half the fans in this market because of so many transplants. So I would say the Bears and the Packers probably have the second and third biggest fan base here after the Cowboys. And why not tap into that market with this Odyssey app? I listen to y'all every day, as you know, and I enjoy the show, and I like the fan participation. And you guys, you know, after hours are participating with the fans, and what the hell? Why not get it going, man? And I might put a sign up soon. I don't know if it'll get you in trouble, Bart, but I might buy some highways. You know,
you're going to buy a billboard for us?
What the hell? Why not? Your dad liked it. I think it's a good idea.
I like it, too. I don't see how you'd get in trouble for that.
Yeah, no, do it. Yeah. I mean, well, exactly.
We're not going to refund you, but.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean.
If we had a billboard in Texas and not here, I think that would just be the greatest thing.
I think we could just get in trouble if we put up. Like when Dan Le Batard put up that LeBron, the you're welcome to LeBron James and then got suspended from ESPN. I don't think we could put up a billboard, but I think Tony can. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, guys. I think this Aaron drama is going to end hopefully soon, and I'm feeling better about it. But let's not be just attached to our cell phones and looking at Twitter all day. Let's enjoy the Bucks. Let's enjoy the Brewers, and hopefully everything works out, guys.
All right, Tony, thanks for the positive everything you're doing down there. We appreciate you, buddy.
Right,
you
guys,
are also a good buddy, I must say.
Thank you all.
Tony.
Good buddy.
Texas. There's a grassroots movement for us.
In Texas.
There is. We might have more listeners in Texas right now than we do in Wisconsin.
Yeah, people in Wisconsin hate real sports talk. They'd rather hear about liquor stores getting robbed with a sex toy and the Washington football team, but that's on them. I listen to real sports talk. Hell yeah, all sports.
Hell yeah,
My wife makes me listen in the car.
She does not.
Fantastic show.
You guys do with everything going on right now, you guys just do a fantastic job. Just a fantastic job. Okay, so back to the email. I think that we will, there's a lot other things to talk about, and we will talk about those, certainly. The Brewers got swept. That was no good. The Bucks thing is interesting. They seem to be in line now for the 2 seed, and I do want to answer a question that I got on Twitter yesterday about why we're so hard on one coach and not the other when their results have been about the same. I was going to answer it on Twitter yesterday, but I figured it would be better for show content, and I didn't have much else to talk about. We're also going to talk to Tyler Dunn a little bit later in the program, 8 o'clock.
The program.
We're going to talk and check in with our good buddy Piper, Jeff Pipe on Marlosky. Trivia's back today. I think we all could use a little bit of trivia.
Oh, yeah.
So our goodest of buddies, Paul Emig, will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Hey, I am happy to tell you that I have gotten now both shots of the vaccine. I am fully vaccinated according to the 2 weeks out, so I'm feeling very good. Ryan Horvath over here about to get shot number 2 today, if you don't mind me spilling the tea on that.
No, I don't. I'm not looking forward to it, though. I mean, I'm looking forward to being vaccinated, but I'm not looking forward to, I'm not going to be all tired and achy and crabby all weekend because it's the weekend. But it
Ladies
works
and
out, man.
Gentlemen, the weekend.
Got rid of my kid.
Oh, yeah? So you made plans? Because I had no side effects.
Yeah, well, my wife's got to work all weekend. I told her I don't think it would be fair if I'm not feeling very good because, again, he's able to, like, I'm trying to keep him active right now. It's funny because he's only 7, man, but he got a little chunky from not moving around a whole lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like in his face and he's got a little belly. So now I gotta get him. I gotta get him moving around.
Well, how much candy did he eat these last?
Oh my
four
god!
Months?
Like you have no idea. I told you
because the station sent him a candy basket.
That was gone.
It was like taller than my son.
It was gone week two, and he was like hoarding it like under his little desk. It's so funny, like to find his little wrappers and stuff. I'm like, man, it's so bad that my 7-year old is hiding these things from me. I can't like imagine when I find his first bag of
Pringles.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, oh, buddy, I remember when I got caught for the first time. I said, no, Mom, this is your Urumovix.
Remember when, what was the oldest kid's name?
I'm just holding on to this half ounce for him.
What was the oldest kid's name on Home Improvement? Brad.
Brad, yeah, when he got caught smoking the devil's lettuce.
Yeah, he hit it under the porch swing.
The best is, there's some great lines. It's actually one of my favorite episodes in TV history. He's like, Dad, were you a pothead? And Tim goes, nope, I was a beer head. Your mom, she was a pothead. And then the mom, of course, has this like story of like why you shouldn't, you know, do weed and like something. They went to a Dead concert and something bad happened. But the best is at the end, Brad's on the phone with his boys and he never even is like, yeah, I'm done. He's like, oh, I guess I won't be smoking weed for a while. And then his parents come out and they're like, for a while? And he's like, I said what I said. Great episode.
Great show.
Yeah, that and then the
reruns are too hard to find.
That and Saved by the Bell, where Jesse got hooked on the diet pills, was also tremendous. Or the Johnny Dakota, he was also trying to get the kids of Bayside to jump on the devil's lettuce. Anyway, what were you saying?
I'm just telling everybody to get vaccinated,
please, for the love of God,
to get our lives back to normal.
So I could, yeah,
I think that would be good. Yeah. You could sign up dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19, dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19, and schedule a shot in your neighborhood on your terms. If you are in this state and you are over the age of 16, you are eligible for free, no insurance or ID required. And, you know, I've done some things the last couple of days. I stopped at the casino the other day. How about that? First time in a while. That felt good. I went back out to a bar. Just felt good to be in that kind of setting. So life is returning, and make sure you return to it safely when you do return. I know there's been some apprehension. All the doctors, all these nurses that have done it, they were the first ones to get the vaccine. They were immediately in line because they are protecting us, but also they know better than anybody how safe it is. You can find out more at dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. And sign up for a vaccine appointment. You could do it in minutes, get it done in minutes. Sign up, COVID-19 vaccine available, dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19.
Dan-na.
Dan-na. The music hit. But I took a pause, so it was a little clunky, but that's okay.
Hey, you know, we were jumping into some beef this morning, maybe starting our own little beef.
Yeah.
We got to get to this Michael Silver. Are you following this Benjamin Albright, Michael Silver stuff?
Yeah, Silver hates the guy.
Yeah, we might have to. I kind of want to just read these tweets. Actually, I don't think anybody cares.
Yeah, nobody.
Didn't this
nobody
all come
cares.
From the Rogers stuff, though?
Yeah, but nobody cares. Let's talk about the Bucks or something.
Let's do some Bucks.
All right.
The Bucks.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Michael Silver, Benjamin Albright, Adam Schefter, James Jones, AJ Hawk, Aaron Ripkowski, Lucas Patrick, Pat Lee, Brad Jones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!